You're listening to SBS News.
Electric cars are taking centre stage at the slimmed-down Paris Auto Show. The event kicked off on Monday after a four-year absence because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Europe's leading the charge into electric vehicles as battery-powered cars break out of their niche market of first adopters and enter the mainstream. Denis Levaux, the CEO of Dacia, a budget car manufacturer owned by Renault, says big cities will be the initial major market for electric vehicles.
Concerning electrification, I think nothing is black and white. Things are going to happen in London town, in Paris, in Berlin, way quicker than is going to happen in the center of Spain, France, or let's say Poland, right? And us as a group, Renault Group, has a clear strategy. The front runner electric technology is Renault. And then you got Dacia coming behind with essential car, light vehicles. Today we sell 12% of our sales full electric, which is more or less like the market, by the way, with the Spring. We also offer LPG, which is very popular, and low carbonation solutions.
Cars with an electric motor in them made up 41% of sales in the second quarter in Europe, with 9.9% battery-only cars, and the rest either hybrids that can be plugged in to recharge the battery or ones that depend on the combustion engine to charge the battery. Probably at the top of the range is the Rolls-Royce Spectre, the first full electric Rolls-Royce in history. CEO Torsten Müller-Ødvoss says the company has been working on the project for a long time, but dreaming about it for a lot longer.
I mean, we are here today at a very historic day with Rolls-Royce Motor Cars. And the reason why I say historic is because it goes back 122 years to a prophecy made by one of our founding fathers, Charles Rolls. That was in 1900 when he drove for the very first time an electric car at times and thought this is the ideal propulsion for a car. It's silent, it's clean. And he thinks and foresees a great future once charging is to be fixed, charging stations are available.
Steve Cropley, the editor-in-chief of the world's oldest motoring magazine, Autocar, says with a manufacturer like Rolls-Royce entering the electric market, it's the beginning of the end for fossil fuel vehicles.
Well, I think I accept what they say. It's the beginning of a new era. We ain't going back. And the cars that we're used to for the last 100 and odd years are coming to an end, and there's a completely new era, and this is the beginning of the new era. And this is a car on which we can judge the products of the future.
But it's not just high-end manufacturers who are investing heavily in electric vehicles. Jeep has unveiled its first fully electric vehicle, the Avenger SUV, which Jeep CEO Christian Meunier promises will have a longer range and fast charge times.
The all-electric Jeep Avenger is targeting a stress-free range of up to 400 km and 550 km in-city driving. With fast charging capability, you'll only need 3 minutes to get your daily dose of energy up to 30 km. There's also a fully digital and connected onboard experience. And the Jeep Avenger has automated driving capability and the latest safety technology too.
A Vietnamese motor startup is staking its bid to become a world player in the manufacturing of electric cars. VinFast launched just 5 years ago and went into production 3 years ago. Now it's announced that it's already built 150,000 electric vehicles, supplying countries across Europe and the US. The deputy CEO of VinFast Europe, Jean-Christophe Mercier, says its new models fit into a family of accessible electric cars which will drive forward the EV market. And he says the company is moving to address concerns about the availability of charging stations for electric vehicles.
Customers need the confidence and convenience of a strong charging ecosystem. VinFast is rolling out a number of charging initiatives in Europe to give customers the best, most straightforward charging experience wherever they are. On the move, VinFast app provides a fully integrated charging solution. It will enable the user to find the most convenient public charge point, navigate to it, and pay, all from within the app or via the car touchscreen.
VinFast isn't the only Asian car makers with ambitions to expand into Europe's booming electric vehicle market. China's Great Wall Motor and Build Your Dream have also displayed premium SUVs, luxury sedans, and compact cars designed for the European market. But the action isn't only in Paris, and it isn't only involving traditional car manufacturers. iPhone manufacturer Foxconn has turned its attention to producing electric cars. Foxconn Technology Group, which assembles smartphones for Apple and other brands, has unveiled new car models this week in Taipei for Foxtron, its joint venture with the Taiwanese carmaker Yulon Motor. Taiwanese electric vehicle specialist Lisa Chen says she believes younger people are their target market.
The young Taiwanese generation would be more willing to purchase these types of EVs. I don't think it's related to the available choices, but it's because younger people would adapt more easily to changing driving habits, because this is like changing your living and driving habit. So based on figures this year so far, we should be able to sell 10,000 EVs, as in the total for all EV brands.
There's still a long way to go before 2035, when European Union emissions regulations require a 100% reduction in tailpipe emissions of carbon dioxide from autos, which in effect mandates an all-electric fleet. It's part of the EU's push to meet its commitments under the 2015 Paris Climate Accords. Alan Lee, SBS News.